The war was a very stressful time for me, the war. Yeah. I was in the very unenviable position of being for the war, but against the troops. First of all, and this needs to be said, because it isn't said enough, and in fact it was never said, there never was a war. A war is when two armies are fighting. Right there, I think we can all agree. Boy, Bush turned out to be a real demon, didn't he? Remember when Bush was first president? He was the wimp president. You remember that? Cover of Newsweek.
Wimp president.
Apparently, this stuck in that guy's craw a little bit. Guy turned into a fucking demon, man. We surrender. Not good enough. We run away. Too little, too late. We're having way too much fun. Kidding me? Those guys were in hog heaven out there, man. They had a big weapons catalog opened up. What's G12 do, Tommy? It says here it destroys everything but the fillings in their teeth. Helps us pay for the war effort. Well, shit, pull that one up.
Pull up G12, please.
Yeah, everyone got boners over the technology. And it was pretty amazing, you got to admit, watching a missile fly down an air vent. Pretty unbelievable. But couldn't we feasibly use that same technology to shoot food at hungry people? You know what I mean? Fly over Ethiopia. There's a guy that needs a banana. The stealth banana. Smart fruit. I guess the most amazing thing about the war to me was the disparity in the casualties, man. Iraq, 150,000 casualties. We had 79. 150,000, we had 79. Does that mean if we had sent over 80 guys, we still would have won this fucking thing, or what? One guy in a ticker tape parade. I did it. Hey, you're welcome. Good work, Tommy. How'd you do it? I pulled up G12. It was in the catalog. Worked like a charm. After we had a war, we killed 150,000 people. We lost 79, mostly to friendly fire. Do those army commercials even need to be aired anymore? We're the army and we're looking for a few good. Fuck, we got enough good men. Screw it. We need 80 of you, that's it. 80 of you in that weapons catalog.